Good morning, everyone. Carissa from Grace to Organize here to share another podcast with you. I'm so excited about this one. So it's actually kind of funny because I wanted to talk to you today about staying encouraged. And this is the third time I am actually recording this podcast this morning. The application I was using before, I apparently don't know how to use. Also, it just deleted my recording the second time. So here I am recording my podcast for the third time. And I'm just kind of giggling because I'm like, well, I'm talking about staying encouraged. I guess this is one way to illustrate it. You know, how many times am I going to record this and just stay positive about it? But I am really passionate about what I'm sharing with you today. So I'm just going to record it again and hope for the best. So anyway, like I said, I want to talk to you about encouragement and how to stay encouraged in life and in organizing. So, this morning, I got an email from this wonderful lady that I follow. And let's be honest, I don't usually listen to her podcast. I see her email and I'm like, oh, that's cute. But I don't listen to it. Sometimes I'm even grumpy, like, I don't want to be encouraged. So I just delete her email, you know. But this morning, she's holding this cute picture, and I thought, okay, I'll listen to your podcast today while I have my coffee. And so, it's only 10 minutes, it turns out, and I really enjoyed it. So I listened to it once, and I thought, oh, wow, I feel so energized. So I listened to it again, and then I thought, okay, I'm energized, I'm excited, I'm going to make my own podcast. So here I am, sharing with you all. So that illustrates perfectly what I want to talk to you about. Finding ways to stay encouraged. Find people that you love, admire, respect, appreciate, and listen to what they have to share. Find them on YouTube, find them on Podbean, and listen to what they have to say. Let it energize you. We need that. We totally need that. Every day I need somebody to tell me something amazing. Something amazing about their life or mine. Something they've noticed. It's so important that we find a way to stay encouraged. So that is my first point about encouragement, is find somebody on YouTube or podcasts. Do what you can. Secondly, talking more specifically about organizing, one of the best ways to stay motivated is to start with a small project and move the motivation from that project into the next project. Like, you do something awesome and you feel accomplished and satisfied, take that energy and move it into another project. It's so similar to the debt snowball, which I'm not sure if you're familiar with. But the debt snowball basically is like, hey, make a list of all of your debts and take the smallest debt. Now, put them in number order, you know, like smallest to largest. Take the smallest debt and aggressively attack paying it off, and just pay the minimum payments on the other debts while you're attacking that one small debt. And the idea is that you're going to pay that off much more quickly and with much more enthusiasm if you focus on that one. And then once you pay that debt off, you take the energy, motivation, and the money that you were paying on the first debt and add it to the second one. And so on and so forth. So you're just accumulating over time, just like a snowball, adding to it. So with organizing, you can do the same thing. I usually say, hey, start with your junk drawer. Like, that's a pretty safe way to start. First of all, it's okay to keep junk in your junk drawer. So, you know, it's not going to be too overwhelming. But the idea is, you know, get rid of those receipts you don't need anymore. Find those gift cards that still have money on them and put them in your wallet. Get rid of that chapstick that's empty, you know, so on and so forth. So do the junk drawer and be so satisfied and happy and proud with yourself. Take that motivation and that encouragement and just move on to the next project, which may be your Tupperware. I don't know, your fridge, whatever it is for you. So you can accumulate over time and just stay consistent. That's the other point I want to make, is consistency. So what happens, I think, with people who don't love organizing, I'm a weirdo. I love organizing. I'll do it any day of the week. It makes me happy. But not a lot of people are like that. And so they have to find it in themselves to make themselves do it, right? Well, what happens, I see, is that people put something off for a certain amount of time to the point where it feels overwhelming, and so they just continue to neglect and ignore it. I'm thinking of a space, you know, you continue to neglect your space because it's just too much. And it's easier to just close the door, forget that it exists, and yeah, we're just going to go on with life. And so sometimes people get this motivation, they're like, I'm going to tackle the project. But then part of the way through, they get discouraged, they get frustrated or stressed out, and they give up. And they just close the door and they say, you know what, I can't do it. I can't do it at all. But the key is to be consistent. And so if you went into that room and you spent 10 minutes every day, if you set a timer and you said, I'm only going to do 10 minutes in this room and then I'm leaving, that is like amazing. And you should be so proud of yourself for doing 10 minutes. If you do 10 minutes every day over time, you're going to get that room done and you're going to be like, wow, how did I even get it done? Doesn't make sense. But it is the small little things that build up over time, right? So if you get discouraged, it's okay to walk away. I right now release you from feeling any guilt for not completing a project or not doing it, quote unquote, perfectly. It's funny how we can get so discouraged about not being able to do something the way we think we should. But then we give up. And then we just don't do it at all. I've seen that happen in my own life, specifically with health and fitness. It's like, oh, I ate, you know, terrible at lunch today, so I might as well eat terrible at dinner too. What's the point? But then you wake up the next morning and it's like, well, whatever, I'll eat bad today too. And I have seen myself do that before. And then what happens? I end up gaining way more weight and feeling terrible when I could have just ate that one bad meal and then recovered. You know, I've been like, okay, that was fun. Now I'm back to, you know, my routine or whatever it is. So I know that we have those tendencies. I've seen it in my life and in other people's lives. But I really, really, really want you to hear my heart behind this. I release you from feeling guilty about it. It's okay to mess up. And it's okay to start again. Even if it's the next day. I heard Joyce Meyer, I'm going to paraphrase what she said, but something about, you know, letting go of your past. And she said, even the past 5 minutes ago. Like, it's funny how as humans, we think of the past as like a year or more ago. But 5 minutes ago was the past. And you got to let that go. Let that 5 minutes ago mistake go. It's okay to get up and move on and not feel bad about it. So I'm just inviting you into that grace to be okay with not being okay and to just pick up where you left off and try again. Sometimes you need a nap. Sometimes you're just exhausted and it's okay to take a nap and come back to your project later. So I hope you feel more encouraged after hearing that I get discouraged myself, but I found a way to stay encouraged. So just to wrap it up, I will remind you, find someone on YouTube, a podcast, or even if you're a reader, find something you can read that will uplift and energize you. Secondly, I encourage you to use the snowball effect in your projects to start small and to use the motivation to move on to your next project. And also, thirdly, I release you from feeling guilty for having not finished something you thought you should, or for not doing it perfectly. That is quite all right. So thank you so much for listening to my podcast today. I hope and pray that you have a wonderful, grace-filled day. Talk to you later.